Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Isn't it great? Do you guys like it when I, as soon as we make contact from Florida to D.C., that the microphones open and I immediately start with my first bitch of the day?
It's like you're out of the chute.
Is that exhilarating? I'm just curious.
But it's also fun to get a bitch anytime from Anderson Cooper.
It's great.
All right, we're going to talk. I'm wearing my Warby Parkers that they told me were hip.
They are hip.
Yes.
And they are hip. These are my new frames. I got 4 frames at Warby Parker because I didn't want to buy glasses again for a long time. So I wanted these. I think the wee applaud that. And I didn't want to buy glasses for a long time.
I asked Mike, I said, you bought 4 frames for a total of 5 frames? And I sat there.
I got 4.
Okay,
total of four.
And I said, look, that's awesome. Warby Parker has a great value proposition as far as you get great glasses for a great price, right?
There's no better price for the quality level that
and you loved them so much that you decided to go a little out of your comfort zone style wise.
Yes, because I was there.
You're
at the
experimenting.
Store. It was Miami. I was over there in Miami, and the lady said, you might want to try these. And she said something that you say to a person in his 50s, and it sometimes motivates him. He said, this is what a lot of people, that's what a lot of younger people are wearing right now. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Okay, so I put them, and then I realized when I put them on, I look like David Letterman. It's like, my. But they are clear. They call them crystal. These are crystal frames that I am wearing right now.
No look, lead.
I think, frankly, on the camera, they look a little different than they do
in real life.
Yeah.
What do they look like in real life?
Well, if you see them up there, they're a little less shiny. You know what I mean?
Muted. Okay. So they're more muted in real life?
Like a matte frame?
I'll let people.
A matte crystal?
No, not matte. Matte would be like matte black.
Matte bloom?
No, these are just, they're not as dramatic, I think. With the camera, you guys are seeing them on camera.
Mike,
and
what I'm
a little
seeing
more
is, it's not drama.
Yeah, I'm seeing, you could be a record executive.
Yes. Like
maybe a director in Hollywood.
Or a logger.
You know what would be great?
Or a pornographer.
If he had a ponytail.
Now, see, that you went too far there.
Oh,
you went too
excuse
far.
Me.
No.
Ponytail?
Yeah, a ponytail.
That is too far.
No, I think a ponytail with those glasses, that would be record producer.
I'll tell you, I can take style tips from people, but when you're wearing the Darth Vader t-shirt again, it's just, style is not something you can really dole out.
I'm jealous of his uniform.
The extent
of
your uniform is what is the pattern that will be on the t-shirt today?
Yeah.
You know, and that's
what does that one say?
Have you ever thought about coming to work in a shirt,
of
in
Darth
a normal
Vader?
Shirt? Have you ever thought about maybe?
Have
a
you ever
collar?
Thought about maybe projecting that you're a little worried about your glasses? This is not about me.
It is about you.
No, it's not.
Because you were giving me crap about my glasses, and now I'm giving you crap about your T-shirt. So if you can dish it out, you got to take it, Mr.
So these
Man.
Are the expressions of
the
Darth
Paul,
Vader.
What is the Paul Martin McCartney shirt in the laundry today?
That's rich. I have no Paul McCartney shirt.
What about by the way,
the Ghostbusters one is his go-to.
Run DMC is
my favorite. Mm-hmm. It's a great t-shirt.
Any stains on that?
What's that?
If you looked at it really close, would there be any stains? Because it is cotton.
Yes.
They're all cotton.
Mike, biological stains. Horrible, because I'm incontinent.
No, I'm just curious. Food. I'm talking about food.
No, I wouldn't. I don't wear a stained t-shirt.
Now, that particular shirt, if you spilled because you've got the silkscreen Darth Vader on it.
Oh, it would wipe clean with a chamois.
The gravy would be fine. The gravy would be absolutely fine.
It would be fine.
So you were wearing cargo shirts, I assume,
yes.
also? Mm-hmm. And Birkenstocks,
exactly.
Right? You have a uniform.
I
you
do.
Have a uniform. And that's
just
that's
like, what? You know, it's just like Matlock. He only wore one suit because that freed his mind to think about other things. I'm sort of radio's equivalent of Matlock.
Meanwhile, what is the temperature in D.C. today? Just out of curiosity.
A soupy 80 degrees on the ride in today.
And Pony is wearing his long sleeve jacket.
Well, because Pony has no body fat.
Days waif like. He's freezing right now.
Yeah.
What is Pony? I don't see Pony as clearly as I see you guys. Oscar normally has a dress shirt, long sleeve dress shirt on. Rob wears the T-shirt with a design. Pony, what is Pony's uniform normally?
Today he is, well, you know, it's almost always in the summertime, a like a cotton, a thin cotton, a button down long sleeve shirt.
Never seen him wear a bright color.
With a T-shirt. You know what? I don't know that I've ever seen him in shorts.
No.
Have you ever worn shorts? Do you own shorts?
Yeah, chicken legs? What's going on?
Only on the bike.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome, ladies.
That's right. Only check out these calves.
The That's right.
Mm. Well, I know I look like crap.
Let me see your legs. Let me see your legs. Can you pull them up? No, you got to stand up.
Yeah, let's see
them.
Those stems.
I want to see what they look like.
This is disturbing.
I know. I mean, you know, this I've is never seen them.
Mike, this is something that happens.
Oh, yeah, he's got chicken legs. Yeah, he's got two toothpicks holding
them
up.
Yeah, you know what?
I'd cover them up as well.
I would say that our own Jimmy Cerrito wouldn't even serve those.
That's
They're
wonderful.
Very, very thin. But this happens when you are not here or when Oscar is really being Oscar. He makes interns and employees undress. Shirts
well,
come off.
It's just to disarm them. Sometimes they're upset. So I tell them to take off a layer of clothing. It's always
dudes. I'm feeling extraordinarily schlubby and underdressed today. I feel like even when I'm here, I like to wear my uniform. To be honest with you, my favorite uniform is to wear the sensible but newly purchased golf shirt.
Yes.
Ah.
And with the well-coiffed look. And I was very excited about my Warby Parkers. Unfortunately, the house is in a bit of a tizzy today. And I was doing home projects early in the morning that I will discuss later on the show.
Mm. You're like so Bob Vila.
You know what the cue is when I'm wearing the hat.
Yeah, it's go
that
time.
That means that I have not jumped into the shower today.
Do
so
you
I'm
sometimes wear a hat
that.
Even when you shower, though? It seems to me you wear a hat very often.
No, to be honest with you, I rarely do. It's rare that I take a shower and I wear a hat. I don't like to wear a hat unless I'm covering up my
shower,
hair, and I'll
right?
show it to you. I'll show
well,
you
I'm not saying
hair.
That he
and
wears a hat in the shower.
It's not that I'm particularly unclean. I'll just show you what happens to my hair.
Okay.
So there we go.
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
flat.
That's all you
Yeah,
I
got the flat top. The kid can play.
You know what it doesn't have, Mike? It doesn't have a lot of body. Yeah. Look at those glasses. Those are great. Yeah, I think I like them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
Mike.
Much.
You're going to write your first screenplay when we're done with the show?
No,
with
I'm
those glasses?
I know the glasses are a little odd, but you know what? I want to thank the good people. Hey, remember, boys,
hey,
they are a client.
They're great
okay?
for everyone.
They are.
But the three that you've shown us prior to this. All home
good.
Runs. All
two.
Home runs.
I've shown you two. Two. I've shown you two. And I look forward to the ones you couldn't see that are also hip, a little blue tint to them.
Oh,
they got a little blue
I
happening.
Like that.
Now, because the frames are transparent, they're clear, are they less distracting when you wear them? Are they less distracting? Do you feel less like you're wearing glasses because they're
Quite
clear?
The opposite. These are a little bit, you're very much aware of the frame with the crystal. You know. Are we clear? Are we clear?
Crystal.
Crystal.
Clear. Leaded crystal.
There they are. I'm fine. Everything's
Did you
everything's
use those
okay.
to watch Game of Thrones?
I did not. I do not wear glasses when I watch the magic television.
Oh.
But
because of the distance,
very eager to get to our first segment, and I am too. Today, I want to give our listeners before we go into the body of the show, I want to give them a proper warning because Oscar referenced it, and I think it's really important to point out that this is a warning. We will be discussing Game of Thrones.
Spoiler alert!
We will be discussing the finale.
Yeah.
And I do not care about spoilers, so we will. This is a spoiler alert, as Rob mentioned, so that you do not, if you have not watched the show and you're a little behind, many people listen to this podcast on their own time. Many people watch Game of Thrones on their own time. I will tell you, I will be doing my best to explain the plot line. And quite significant. There was quite a significant development in the show.
Hey, now, this is just the season finale, not the show finale,
It's a season finale.
Right. Season finale. Many more episodes to come.
Just a quick tip. And look, this is something you would have read online. You maybe seen all over Facebook. When the Dothraki radio station flip formats... I really, 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 really didn't see that coming.
No one saw it coming, and it was incredible. And then when the main guy, I forgot what he's called, he's probably the head of the army, the unwashed or whatever they're called, and the unsullied, they cut their beanbags off, and then they fight like dogs. And the leader of that troop, when he was confronted by Peter Dinklage, he said, "It wasn't my call."
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
No, 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 no.
Okay, fine. Ryan, something the matter?
Smokey's dead.
Smokey the bear?
Smokey Robinson. Pam, he died like an hour ago. I guess I'm the first to know.
Wow, that's terrible. I really liked him.
Oh, you liked him? That's nice. Did you like when he changed the course of American music like two or three times? Did you like that Tracks of My Tears is maybe the last true love song ever written? I'm glad you like him, Jim. I am completely devastated right now.
Well, I second that emotion.
Huh?
I know a few of his songs, but what were his big ones?
Oh, God, Nellie, what wasn't his? I mean, Tracks of My Tears?
Yeah.
God, so many, Nellie.
No. Tracks of My Tears and... what else? What are some more? What's one more?
Okay, I'm not playing this game, Pam. Not today.
I don't think you love Smokey Robinson. I think you're just doing all of this to prove how deep you are about music.
Okay, I'm sorry that I'm not a fan of Jason Mraz or the Beatles.
You don't like the Beatles?
That's not the point.
Eleanor Rigby, paperback writer?
Okay, you know, you always think you have time to see these legends before they go. What was I so busy doing?
It says here the Smokey Robinson dead thing is a hoax. It's on CNN as of 2 minutes ago.
Okay, well, that's a relief.
Look at that. It says he's actually playing State College.
Oh, my God, Ryan, that's perfect. You have to go.
Tickets are $250.
$250 is nothing to the world's biggest Smokey Robinson fan.
Who's opening?
Paul Anka.
Paul Anka? How can they make the Smoke Man play with someone like that? I don't think I can see this.
Okay, you could just show up late, though.
How much is parking? Like $30? That's not what Smokey would have wanted, does want.
Tears of a clown.
Don't call me a clown, Pam. You're better than that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe, because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Our phone line's always open. Don't forget, tomorrow is Wide Open Wednesday,
yes.
888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Tomorrow will be Wide Open Wednesday when we're taking your phone calls. I'm starting the initiative right now. We're going to do it on social media, and I want to do it on this show. I want to set a record. I think our maximum number of calls might be 5 or maybe even 4. With
6
Wide
would
Open
certainly
Wednesday.
Break the record.
Yeah, but we choose to have those people on.
All right. I want to set the record tomorrow. I want to take at least 10.
Okay.
I want at least 10
well,
phone
I'd,
calls.
Well, I'd have to call other pet stores, but I think we can get you 10.
I would love to get 10. 10 calls tomorrow. That's how important we are. We don't pay attention to phone
calls. Well, no, it's
10 phone
I think
calls.
If we want 10, I think we have to move them along quickly.
All right. Yeah. I'll do that. Yeah. I'll do that tomorrow. 10. I want at least 10 calls, and I want at least one call internationally.
Okay.
And I want at least one call from the West Coast, one call from the D.C. area, and one call from anywhere else in the United
yeah.
States. So that's international, West Coast, East Coast. That's the
okay.
way. That's not a very
no.
high.
No, easy.
Not
piece
before
of cake.
Your
so,
surgery.
We will be. enough with the surgery. We will be taking calls starting at roughly 9 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow. Wide Open Wednesday. The phone number will be 888-920-MORE. I will put a Facebook post up tonight. Rob, you do the same.
Of course.
And we will get cracking on that. Our show today is brought to you by Texture. When it comes to magazines, you know what you like. And with Texture, you get everything you like on one little super convenient package. It's wonderful. The Texture app lets you tap into the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere, right on your smartphone or tablet. Imagine instant access to hundreds of your favorite magazines. Simple to use, too. Just click the headlines, and Texture takes you instantly to your article. Esquire, you know I love it, and
yep.
a great, great, great profile of Viggo Mortensen
oh,
that I
yeah.
was reading
good actor.
On Texture. I always thought he was an international dude. No, he's from like upstate New York. So I mean, that's
is he your favorite? Is he your favorite actor named Viggo?
Jesus Christ! Everything's coming out of the woodwork.
The man's in
I
demand.
That is
it's
Viggo Mortensen
that.
Calling.
Yeah. Thank you.
From upstate New York.
anyway, you'll never run out of stuff you love. The best part: Texture is offering a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/TMOS, you'll get immediate access to all of the top magazines, including back issues and bonus video content. Start binging for free right now at texture.com/TMOS. That's texture.com/TMOS. Technology.
You can't
Ain't
beat
it,
Mike.
No,
Ain't
not with a great. Stick.
Well, who was calling you?
Let's yeah, stay, your let's... house sure is a—it's a yeah. beehive of activity.
It's a whirling
is it not?
Dervish.
Right now. Yeah, just got to get this off.
Sure,
no problem.
This will go well.
Let's see
uh oh.
Oh, we almost talked.
Rot roll.
Survey.
Survey says.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Bunch of jerks.
I am voting, as you should know by now, I am voting for the Libertarian candidate. Thank you very much. All right. Very good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mike, is it on silent now?
It is. Yes,
okay.
It is on silent.
We're all on the right page.
By the way, when I'm driving yesterday,
yes.
And I'm driving down to the medical supply store in advance of my, and I put it into my little thing, and I'm trying to get it to talk to me, the MF-er, I tried 15 different ways to get the voice-activated Google Maps on my phone, and it's silent, and I'm pressing every goddamn button in the world, and it won't talk to me, but 6 minutes into my f***ing show, the thing, every bell and whistle known to mankind, goes off.
You know, Waze is a better app.
It's a proof of life. And you
swear
should.
To God.
Waze is so much better.
Yeah.
And then, hello? And you got 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000.
Je m'appelle qui serait Mike Omar Diala.
No, who? Who's calling?
Is this Mikayalu Omalia Palapule?
No, it's Mike O'Mara. That's how the name is pronounced. Robocall, call center, douchebag, leave me alone.
Mike, quick pro trip to you in the audience.
Even a pro tip.
When they ask you to press 2 to take your name off the list, just hang up. When you press 2, you're confirming it's a real number.
I never get that option.
Really?
I just get the guy. I just get the guy and or I get silence. That's it.
I got a quick call yesterday and I explained how Mr. Spiewak was killed in an accident.
I do the same thing now.
Did you record it?
Because it was a 5 second one. It was a quick one.
When I was at my parents for the 2 weeks, every time someone would call asking my mom for money because she's just got a soft heart and she gives to a zillion associations that have nothing to do with
she got a reputation that precedes her. Yeah.
I say they died.
I'm a little bit on edge today, as I'm sure
you're
aware.
Hasn't shown.
Just a little bit on edge. We last night, we got a rare evening out babysit. The little guy was up and has been sleep deprived as we are going from 2 naps a day to 1 nap a day. He was, in the history of my parenting, he was the biggest handful he has been yesterday. It was all day
transition time. Now, what were the time of the two naps?
There's so much involved with this. Hold on a second, Rob. There's so much involved with this. And then you can go back onto your regular schedule of interrupting me, and we'll do it that way. But here's the thing: I'm telling you that yesterday was the day where it was a cumulative number of things that went on with my son that just were untenable. It started out when I finished the show, and I walked out into the living room. And Mrs. O'Mara had made a purchase.
Mm.
And the purchase was a drum set.
Oh.
A $19 Walmart toy drum set. And I don't know where I begin to communicate the concept in my mind of how I wished to express to her the question, what were you thinking? When I do a program and thank God for soundproofing and thank God for new flooring being put in and thank God for stress with surgery. Yesterday was a day that, and I want to say this, I am blessed. I am blessed. I have a wonderful life. I am getting a surgical procedure that will improve my life. Maybe 2 of them that I will not look back. But I must say, I must tell you now, that we are entering into a time where I'm just a tiny little bit tense. Okay. Now, Rob, go ahead. I didn't mean to snap at you, but I am just a little tense.
Mike,
right,
you know what's
now?
Funny is I know that the young man has a birthday coming up. And I know that at the last birthday, or was it Christmas, that Oscar got him the talking fire truck?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that was a winner.
The thought of a drum set had crossed my mind. I'm glad that he already has one. Now I can move on to another gift.
Yeah, you can scratch that off your list. Mike, why the drum set?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, look.
Father
you know
plays
I'm a
the drums. Father
you know
plays the drums.
Daddy
plays
the drums.
Father also works from home.
That's true.
And it's just, there's been a, you know, I think that the properties of sound isolation within this studio, if I don't leave my goddamn phone on are rather secure. This is a wonderfully designed home studio that I broadcast from. I'm very happy with it. However,
professional.
It just was the type of and I put this thing together for him. Of course that was going to be my job. I've put every toy together. If it requires assembly, that's daddy's job. All right. And then it was throughout the day, it was difficult managing his schedule, and we ran around, ran some errands, and he was whining from the minute he woke up until bedtime last night. And at one point, at about 2:00 in the afternoon, Carlo looked at me and said, I can get Carmen to babysit tonight. I said, yes! Yes! Yes, yes, yes. And so we got a babysitter, and we were so wrung out by the end of the day that we're dealing with the little bit of the floor being put in. I'm dealing with the surgery. There's separate little stories I can tell you about that. Nothing went quite the way it should have. We were very, very tense, and we sat there, and Carla's idea is that we were going to go to a place called the GameStop, which was this I will tell you is a substitute for, in Carla's mind, my degenerate gambling. That if I play some of these arcade style games,
I see,
it will remove the compulsion to self hypnotize by sitting in front slot machine and pouring money,
like a poor man's Dave and Buster's. Is it a restaurant?
Get a chance, Rob, because we were talking, we were having a discussion, and we were having a discussion from the minute we left the house with the babysitter all the way, and we sat out there, and suddenly we see parents and their children going in, and Mrs. O'Meara and I both decided at that moment that perhaps this was not the place we wanted.
Okay. Yeah.
We just had a lot of day. The day involved me dealing with the guy from the Albert Brooks movie that doesn't know where the suite is.
I don't know.
And also dealing with the lady at the elderly Walker commode store whose first words out of her mouth were, "We don't take your insurance." Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. It's only the largest insurance in the state.
They never
thank
do.
Thank you. Thank you. Nobody does. No. It's look, and then she managed to shoehorn in, well, if they repeal Obamacare, and I wanted knitting needle and jam it into her ear. But that's neither here nor there. So the day just was a bit stressful, and then we finally decided we're just going to go out and have a nice dinner. Carla is in her workout outfit. I am wearing a T-shirt and shorts. We are not dressed to go anywhere nice. So she said, there's a place in the mall right over here that we can go to. And we sat down, and I guess someone in the mall said, let's put a ridiculously overpriced restaurant right next to the Banana Republic right here, and let's just make people think maybe it's really low-key casual dining. And we're sitting down there, and I'm so exasperated at this point that I said, I'm just going to get the cheap thing on the menu, and we will be on our way.
Sure.
It just was one of those days. I didn't want to get up after the water had been put on the table and the menus had been, and by the way, the waiter was a very, very nice guy who we ended up having a nice conversation. That was positive. And we sat outside and we got a thunderstorm. It was beautiful. It was fun. But it was still ridiculously overpriced. And I was pissed. And then at the end of the night, I get home. Carla talks to the babysitter. I go to the my corner. And I'm sorry for venting like this.
You're
people.
Fine.
I realize I'm trying to make
steam.
You happy.
This, will, you this that, will help you.
And at the end of the day, Carla comes into the bedroom and says, oh, God. I said, what? I locked the bathroom door next to Michael's room, and I unscrewed it. And as soon as I heard unscrewed, I'm like, oh, mother of hell. What, you know, because I know what the end result is. Something was dismantled that should never have been dismantled and left. Left unfinished because let's just F it all up. And then I will come to the rescue. And my comment was, I will deal with it in the morning. When I went out to the door this morning, when I woke up, I noticed that the entire doorknob had been disassembled from the front door. There is no key. It's one of those bathroom doors that has the little ridiculous key. The most remedial, a 4-year-old locksmith could pick this lock and get in there. if the door was assembled.
Right.
But when it's not assembled, I am trying and I'm losing. I am losing the battle, okay? Finally, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to be able to do this with the mini screwdriver. I'm going to actually have to get needle nose pliers, God knows where they are, and twist the whole mechanism so that I can open this goddamn door as I'm waiting for surgery, as I'm having a nervous breakdown. Sorry.
Which I'm was really, really so sorry. It was easier to put the drums together than to do the doorknob?
Drums were a piece of cake. That was yesterday. And that you, was this is today. This is this morning. Morning, right? This is my morning. This is my
I
have to get up and do show prep and get the show ready and get a shower and pick up the dog out in the yard and come back in here and negotiate with the floor people that are coming in and do that and get it all done. And I'm trying to get this all done. So I finally do it. I free the mechanism. And, and even with the hassle of the morning,
that is a win.
Took a little bit of time. Oscar, you've been wrestling with these things.
Yeah.
You know, they're a little finicky.
Mike, when my doors close, I say, I'll get to them after I graduate.
There you go. That's what I probably should have said. I'll get to it next year. Yeah. We're not using a bathroom. You have succeeded in preventing any access to a bathroom until the year 2017.
It'll stay clean.
What was
I hate it when I'm channeling my inner Lewis Black. You've ruined the whole thing. There's no way. She dismantled the door. Then I can't get into the door. I can't possibly open it anymore.
Mike, yes. Just for some context.
Yes.
Well, what is and if anybody knows you better mm-hmm. than all of us, it's your wonderful, beautiful, caring wife, Carla.
Yes, yes. Great.
What was the hurry to get the floors done a week before you have surgery?
Yeah.
Because that feels like it's going to be tense all around. That process is labor intensive.
That might be me. That might
be me.
Okay,
that's you.
I mean, not that she wasn't the catalyst.
Did you schedule
it? But maybe I didn't really. I thought
process.
That, here's the process that I'll give you exactly the process I used. The process I used was that she's hanging in there with me this whole summer, okay? She's used to being up there with my family, and we have a totally different life. Down here, it's 300 degrees every day. All she's going to be doing is basically caring for me.
I get it.
My thought process was give her a little something to look
Your
forward to.
Your poor health has caused her inconvenience.
That's right. Distract her, lest she treats you like it's whatever happened
to Baby
Jane.
She'll be drinking with you in November, Oscar. That's the way that'll get it. But I thought, in my mind, I'm like, well, this will be something for
That's
her.
That's very kind of you.
That is.
And she, you know how women are with things like that. Sorry, there's a sexist comment. Thank you. They like these little projects. So I didn't.
Didn't think it through, though.
I did not think. I'm 2 weeks away from surgery. This is not happening.
Actually,
the week
aren't you
before.
Exactly 2 weeks tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Exactly 1 week tomorrow.
Oh, Thursday.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God, it's that close.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly
boy.
1 week from Thursday. So
happy birthday to Mike's new hip.
So I'm very,
the rebirth.
So this was enough time, I thought, and it does matter. I didn't anticipate the anxiety I have.
Sure.
With what's going on here. And so I probably should have thought it through a little bit better.
Well, I would imagine that you think that process is quick and it's done because the way they sell it.
I don't think it's quick. I know it's always good. But by the way, I mean, it's trouble free. I mean, they're in there. The competence level down here.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the floors or the hip?
Everything down
okay.
here. Everything down here. I've always said this.
It's turkey.
There's one of the things that you want a positive here. One of the things I will tell you about this state. Okay. When you decide to do something, it is they deal with a lot of senior citizens. They get crap done.
Oh, they're
okay?
used to it.
Bing, bang, boom.
In and out.
I'm living in a tiny, tiny house. So things are on a smaller scale. They're easier to, that part's okay. It's everything kind of coagulating
at one
into
time.
a little tension, and the door locked and being dismantled. Why I have no effing idea was just a little cherry on my Sunday. Because when I get up in the morning at 6 o'clock or 5:45, my time up until the time I speak to you guys is spent gathering things for this program because this is what I do for a living.
Yes,
now. And so that's what it was. So the fact that this had to be dealt with. Was a little bit frustrating.
Is the walker going to have better traction on the new floors?
I will get to that in a second.
Oh.
That was another thing. I'll wrap this up. We'll take a break, and when I come back, I will tell you how the end of the door story, which I thought was a success, worked out, and then did not, and then required a little more time. And then I will tell you about the lovely fat lady at the walker store who was... you know, giving me all the reasons things are so horrible with healthcare in America.
Sure.
Which is really don't what I just want to buy my 95-year-old man walker for my 95-year-old hip and get my, you know, poop elevator so that I can lift myself up off the.
You know what would help, Mike?
What?
Why don't you go back to 2 naps a day?
Yeah, good idea. We'll take a break. Come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Listen to Omericast and get caught up on all the shows of more broadcasting, like this clip from the Rob and Joe Show.
I can't listen to his voice tonight. I'm sorry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Sorry.
Don't be.
Maybe another nap. Marcus, maybe another nap.
You know, yeah, you got to get back on your schedule.
Yeah, thanks. Marcus, give us some new ones.
Have you ever had 2 naps in a day?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're normally as big as cheerleader.
Yeah. Well, back to the
today, no one's safe.
No, you're right. You're right.
Brought to you by Amazon. Summer's hot, but you can stay cool. Be cool, Daddy-O. Shop at Amazon, the coolest place on the internet. Amazon.com. Buy everything you need in one place from air-conditioned comfort, from the air-conditioned comfort of your own home. Just remember to shop through our portal. You see. Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to support the show. So while all the squares are running around sweating bullets, you're chilling like a villain and supporting your favorite podcast. Just bookmark our Amazon link and use it like crazy. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And now relax and be cool, everybody.
Ooh, cool, like right. A cucumber.
Welcome back to the show. I want to say hi to all our friends down at 97.1, your beach station, 97.1 The Wave. We are delighted to be on that station Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 at night. And please, when you're going down for your beach summer break this year, please check us out. We would love you to listen to us on that wonderful Absolutely. Radio station.
You know what's been nice well. Is at our post office box, we've been getting postcards from all the beach communities down there with the great classic beach pictures.
Awesome.
That say listening to you on 97.1. I would love for you, if you have a moment, if you're at the beach, drop us a postcard.
Yeah.
It's so cool to
or
get
send
that.
Us an email.
Anything.
Or even call that radio station. Tell them you like
yes.
our show being on there because we are.
Send us
a
postcard. The most inconvenient thing to do.
That's right.
Send us a postcard.
Trying to make it charming, but I guess it fell on deaf ears.
All right. So the lock thing. I realized that my tiny, minuscule little screwdriver, and by the way, that's a wonderful household tool. I probably have 3 or 4 of them. Tiny, microscopic
like for eyeglasses?
Size.
Did I ever
yeah,
give
like,
you the
almost
one?
Almost like eyeglasses. Okay. Maybe a little step up from that.
Did
one,
I ever yes. send you one of the ones that has on one side a tiny Phillips head, on the other side a tiny flathead, and in the handle is a level?
Oh, no. I've never. What's the level for?
For, like, pictures and stuff.
Oh.
Just, you know, like, it's a 3-in-1.
Just a mini level that you can put
yeah,
on top
I think
of a
one
picture.
Of the time my dad got fired from a company ironically named FCBS, which is a great name.
FHBS.
No, FCBS, which is what okay. we all said.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I think he might have liberated a box of them. I'll send you a couple of them.
I'd
they're
love
great.
To get them because they're always, I always seem to need those teeny tiny screwdrivers. And this one, everybody that has a cheap house can relate to what I'm talking about. Okay, everybody. By the way, don't most of us live in cheap houses?
They're
I mean,
all
if
cheap.
Yeah,
even the old ones are cheap.
If you live in like you know an elite neighborhood, you probably have better hardware. I've got the I think they're called Kwikset door.
Oh, Kwikset's quality brand.
They're fine. You yeah. get them in a hardware store.
Yeah,
and so I mean,
they're
I
a good
like
contractor
it.
Grade brand.
It's a contractor grade brand, and what it is it's the door handle. You've seen this,
sure,
for bathroom doors. It's the one that has a lock on the inside, and then on the outside, it's just got a little circle,
mm-hmm.
and
right?
a little hole that you go. So I guess Mrs. O'Mara was having trouble accessing the door. And, you know, that meant it was locked from the other side and somebody shut it.
So
or somebody left it locked and
could it be a little hands reaching up and then hitting the...
Very easily.
Okay.
Very easily. Yeah. Could have been that as well.
Is it a button lock or a twist lock?
It's a twist lock.
Okay.
It's a twist lock. So so I get out there and I see that the entire doorknob has been taken off and it's just kind of flapping there. And I say, okay, well, I'll hold the mechanism with my thumb and forefinger, and mm-hmm. I'll get a tiny little screwdriver, and I'll start to work on this thing. Well, immediately, it's just not going. It
not
doesn't
playing
seem
along.
To be working. I noodle this around for about 15, 20 minutes. I'm starting to perspire. I'm starting to get freaked out because it's now beginning to seriously affect my prep time. And I say, okay, well, I'll go in and prep the show, but I'm obviously not going to be presentable because I'm going to have to come right in here. I finally figured out that the little tiny screwdriver, I don't have anything small enough that's working the mechanism. I'm going to have to get some needle nose pliers, actually separate the mechanism and twist the entire thing. I'm finally successful after like 15 times of it going thip, thip, and sliding off thip, thip.
That's
zip,
when sweat
zip.
Starts coming out. Yeah.
It's
we've
pouring
all
off
been
of
there.
Me.
Yeah. We've all
it's
been
pouring
there.
Off me, and I finally free the door, and I'm like, fantastic. I don't think I've damaged the mechanism. I think I can put the whole thing together. All right? I go into the guest bathroom, and I take these long little screws. Shut up, Frankie!
That's his dog.
Swear to God, I will put you in the microwave! Anyway, so I take these little screws.
Yeah.
And I put the first one on the vanity in the guest bathroom where when I as soon as I, and I put it probably about a foot next to the sink.
You're like living on the edge.
It is I might as well have put it on a on an incline that's going straight into the sink.
Vanities
it goes
are
into
designed
the sink. I do not have a drain cover. I tell you, look, I'm white trash, okay? I admit the way this house is, all right? I don't have the drain cover. It's that was broken.
At one point, there was one.
There was one years ago. There was one in there. And so, look, it's why we're getting some work done down here, okay? It's got, speaking
ever
of that,
ever forward.
Ever forward, and I hear it go, clink, tink, you know, and I hear it going, you know, goodbye. You
know, and it's a day ruiner. It's a day ruiner right away.
I look at it, and I stare at it, and I look down into the hole, and then I begin to go, and I realize that it's gone. I'm not going to put the door back together. I realize that I am not going to put the door back together with one effing screw because that's the way I can't do it. I'm off to the hardware store. And
this morning?
It's 10 after 7.
Oh my God.
I go, look, you know my go-to. I've talked about it before. I roll down to my local Ace.
But you're a bloodhound. Like you're not going to let it go.
I'm not going to let
you're
it
not
go.
Let
I
gotta it
get,
go.
This is being fixed before I go to the show.
Yeah.
I'm doing it, and
Oscar's
I'm going to get it
Oscar, the
breed
you're looking for is a pit bull.
A pit bull.
A bloodhound.
A bloodhound holding onto my
sniffs
piece of
out
meat.
The screw.
Yeah, but if you don't let it go, you're a pit bull.
That's, by the way, this is a real digression right now.
Yeah,
I have
sure.
to go on this, though. I watched on Netflix a documentary last night about steak that was made in France and had subtitles. And there's a scene where they're talking about these long-haired Scottish Highland cows that are very, very exclusive. And it showed, as they're describing them, it shows one of them pooping. And just standing there, and when a cow poops, you know, he just stands up and it just kind of pours out of the back of him.
Yeah.
And I went back and rewound it and watched it like 8 times. What does that say about me?
Well, it's jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
We all wish we could go like that.
Sorry, that was a sidebar. Probably not.
No, I send me the title. I'd like to watch that.
100% worthwhile. I'd be jealous of the hair.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, right now, if you're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, this is pretty much our typical stuff.
Yeah.
If you're not getting into this, you're really not. You shouldn't be here. That's the way it works. So I get the lock. I go to the hardware store. It's 7:20. I think 7:23.
Is the place packed?
No, the parking lot's empty. And I have the Napoleon sigh where I go, and I look over 7:30.
Well, that's not bad. You're there for opening.
You're there where that's a close enough time.
Yeah, but it's like 24. Every minute counts.
It's every minute counts, and I'm a little frustrated, but I'm not going to get back in the car and drive anywhere else because I know they're going to be able to help me. And I wait, tick-tock, 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 at 7:29. God bless her. The raven-haired beauty that was the cash register at the Ace Hardware.
Was she in the documentary you watched last night?
She's a long-haired Highland cow. And she opens the door. I go in there. In short order, I find what I believe is the right mechanism.
Nice.
The nerdy guy that knows everything, that every hardware store has him.
Mm-hmm.
He confirms that I've got the right purchase. And I say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just pirate the screw from this little set, and then I'm going to set aside the rest of this door mechanism to pirate for other parts that I might need.
Good project work.
Nothing wrong with
that. How's that for Mr. Smarty Pants?
That is. Because I know that you are a very, very organized guy, and you will know at all times what happened to that doorknob.
Why don't you lick it, okay?
Well, you
Why
know
don't
I'm
you
right.
Just lick it. Yeah. It's in the bag.
Do you have...
Like, under the sink right now. Yeah.
Oh, no.
All parts. But, hey, guess what?
Throwing
the screw
around.
Worked. Okay. The mechanism worked. And I walked out with the shiny new little, you know, the basically exaggerated clothespin that is the key yeah. to this mechanism.
Yep.
And I said, here, take this and put it in a sacred place. And Carla says, why don't we just put it over the door? I'm like, okay. So we set it right over the door.
That's where we keep ours.
Well, everybody does, but they go missing
they
after
do.
A while.
They do.
You know, they do that. But it's completely fixed. And here's the question I have.
Yes.
The little guy, we've got one of those little locks outside of his door so he doesn't, in the middle of the night, wander like kids
yeah.
do. Can I take his... he's got a similar door that locks from the inside. Can I reverse that?
Not only can you do it, I've done it. I did it for Robert.
Okay, good. So I can do that today.
Yeah, you can lock him
household
in.
Household prep. That's yeah. Rob. Yeah,
but make sure you give him.
Day.
Make sure you give him water.
Okay. Yeah, I will.
And then establish
Absolutely.
A secret knock.
Two longs and a short.
Yeah. So kind of okay, right?
Yeah,
it's kind of,
that's not
still a little on edge, but you know, I think I'm kind
sorry.
Of doing
you know
all right.
what? You actually
work.
You nailed the project. I'm sorry you had to do it in the morning. That's
yeah,
what sucks.
Yeah, and I just have no idea what Mrs. O'Mara was doing. Like, you know, maybe. Well, there was one thing that that was included with dinner. All right.
Oh.
Glug glug.
Yeah.
Shuggy luggy wuggy wuggy.
Sure.
Solutions.
But anyway, when we come back, we'll have more fun and more thrills, and we'll talk to. I'm done talking. We're going to talk to Oscar and Rob. Oscar about dog sitting and Rob about screwing with his daughter. Anyway, and I mean that in a you know not yeah. nasty way.
No, thank you.
We'll take a break.
Clarify.
Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Marcus, I'm real sorry.
No, you're fine,
blow
Mike.
Blow up your promo.
Boo, it's fine.
I love it.
You insulted the man? Why not?
I love all the people associated with the show, and they know that.
Have you ever taken back your words?
This portion of our show is brought to you by Warby Parker. Do you hate getting new eyeglasses? The choices, the hassle, the expense? I will tell you, my little trip to Warby Parker was one of the better consumer experiences I've had, and I loved it. And the guys may be giving me a hard time about these brand new frames that I have, but guess what? I've got two others that I can choose from because the prices at Warby Parker are so incredible. You don't have outrageously priced eyewear at Warby Parker. Their free home try-on program lets you try out 5 pairs for 5 days. And prescription glasses, I emphasize prescription, is just $95, and that includes frames, lenses, and coating. Plus, choosing frames is convenient and easy with the free home try-on program. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS. You choose your 5 favorite styles, and they're shipped to you with no obligation. Warby Parker is your alternative to overpriced eyewear because there is no middleman. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS to pick out your 5 favorite frames, and they'll ship them to you for free. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with the free home try-on kit, and try some of these on. Try these clear ones, and if you get them, you know, put a picture, a selfie like I did, and I'd like to see
that.
The glasses you get, and try the free home try-on kit. They're great. warbyparker.com/TMOS, and we thank you. Turn it up.
That is not happening while you're doing a show.
Yeah, it is. That's okay.
Oh, my.
That's okay.
God.
No problem. Hey, the Mike O'Mara studio in Southwest Florida getting a little spruce up.
Mike O'Mara. It's not like the studio paid for the floors.
That's right. Absolutely.
It's
fantastic.
Not like the schedule couldn't have allowed for a weekend insulation.
We do the best we
Mike,
can.
Mike, when are they going to respect what we do for a living?
No one does. No,
no
one does. And you know, that'll never happen. And if you're looking for that, and I know as you think about heading down to matrimony yourself, I think you just got to accept the fact that we are circus clowns and we go off to the circus and nobody really cares.
That's true.
That's just the way
so
it is.
So true.
I think my favorite part of the show today is when I heard...
All right, so who wants to go first? Oscar, dog sitting, or Rob with Julia? What do you want to do?
Dealer's choice.
I want to hear about the dog sitting because I know nothing about it.
Okay, So, as you know, my house is something short of a laser-guided bomb site. Where
any progress on that, by the way? Are you getting anything done?
Mike, I've given
there?
Up because I'm in the middle of finals. And okay. All right. Just don't even bother with it. I look at that patio that's broken up. I said, one day I'm going to break up that brick. And then I look at the floors as I'm walking over them with shoes at all times. One day these floors are going to get fixed.
Shoes
because,
or slippers.
For those of you that just or tuned both. In, with Oscar's house, it's in such bad shape that if he walks across his floors with socks or bare feet, he's going to get a splinter because the floors are in such terrible shape.
Yes. But, Mike, not so bad on the stairs because, remember, he put scraps of carpet on them.
Mm-hmm. It's not so old. Do you think it's old that... It's not original, is it? Is it the original?
Oh, I bet the floor is old.
It's triple OG original. Yes, yeah. It's been certified.
Because the fact is that it's been sanded down so many times. These are real wood floors. So they are now so thin that they have bounce to them.
It's kind of cool, though. So your house was built in what year? What
the deed says 1847.
So just imagine that the same feet... That walk across the feet of the floor you're walking across. You had people like with ye old clothing on,
a lot
like,
of toe jam in those floors.
Mrs. Grant,
Mrs. Grant slid across the floor with her fat toes.
Mrs. Grant fell down the steps.
Yeah, Mary Todd Lincoln slid across that floor.
You know? We had a floor guy come out to give us a solid estimate.
Yeah,
and he said that the original floors, it's heart pine. And he emailed the estimate over, and I never wrote back to him because I said, that'll have to wait.
Yeah, you know what you can do? You can get them refinished and pay with Confederate money.
That's incredible. See, to me, I have that. I kind of get excited with that. When you're talking about the pre-Civil War stuff, that's kind of cool. You know?
Yeah, Mike,
it's exciting when you don't have to deal with it. It's exciting to hear about.
Remember, I went to the knob store not 3 weeks ago to look for an old-timey Mortise lock, an original.
Yeah, you were dealing with some doorknobs, too. That's
and then I said, you know
story.
What's important? The final stretch of school. Shannon, I'm dead to the world. We're going to have to live with what we have until school's over. Then we can address a few things here and there.
Yeah, but with you, even when you think your plate is full, it is all about the struggle. And that's why when you came in today, when we barely get you enough in this studio, we love having you here. We love the stories about everything you're doing. You're always spread too thin.
Yes.
Why in the name of Jesus did you take on the responsibility of dog sitting during all of this?
Mike,
how did that come down?
I did not take any responsibility on. Shannon, my wonderful fiance, decided that it would be a good idea with our splintered floors to dog sit on this Thursday through Monday over the holiday weekend.
Does the dog sitting involve taking the dogs to your house, or do you have to go to their house?
The dog is coming to my house.
5 days. And do we know what breed of dog?
It's a collie.
Oh, a nice high energy dog.
Like a full size collie?
Mike, I haven't seen him. And I know his name is Mr. P. That's all I know.
Well, there's so many different collies.
Well, I said, that's great. He can pee all over our floor. That's probably what's going to happen. That's why they call him Mr. P.
Mr. P.
Yeah.
Send your urine.
You don't know if it's like one of the Lassie collies or a border collie or something.
And there's
like
another
that.
There's another called a flat collie, I think, which is looks almost beagle-y. It's a different
really?
Kind. Yeah, it's a different kind
a
of collie.
A flat collie. I've never seen
I think
that.
It is called a flat up. Collie. Linus has that breed. He has that in it.
I did a little more research on Mr. P as we were going to bed last night. I said, so what's the story with the dog coming over? And she said, well, it could prepare us for owning a dog once the house is all set up. And I said, a couple things. Not going to happen. We don't have enough room for another body in here.
Right.
Or an animal.
Flat collies all black. Are they all black?
They have different colorations, but they've got really sweet faces.
B, I would say that probably not the safest arrangement for a dog to be running around floors that we can't even walk on. And I know that paws are a little more, sturdy, I guess, but they could still get splintered, right? Dogs can still do that.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
And then I said, see, what do you know about this dog? She goes, well, he comes to the yoga studio all the time. It's my friend's dog. And I said,
he's probably cool around people and he hangs out. You know, I mean,
downward dog.
Right?
So.
It's the dog that goes, om. You don't even know what collie it is. I'd be excited a little bit.
I'm not, Mike, because I have some finals to work on this weekend.
Oh, that'll
the
help.
Original collie, like the Lassie collie.
Yeah, I remember
one
that.
One of the most gorgeous dogs ever.
Smart dogs, I believe.
My parents had one before I was born, and my mom always referenced the Lassie dog fondly. So I imagine that'll be fun. What I'm not looking forward to is the dog scratching at the door when we leave, because that's what happens, apparently.
Lassie!
Lassie.
What's that you say, girl? Timmy's meth lab blew up?
Come here, girl. Can you go to Mike O'Mara's house and eat his chihuahua? Please? Yeah.
Should have seen Frankie yesterday coming through the house and checking out the new flooring. It's like, I'm like, not a effing chance. You know, I know exactly what you're doing. I know what you are doing. I know the way that little walnut brain is working inside of your skull. You're not urinating on this. You're not. This is not your
But that you was his sleeping. Job one. That was right. his job one to figure out how to christen it.
Yeah, I had that last night, by the way. He was sleeping in the laundry room.
Yeah, because I'm a wuss. The pampered life of a dog.
I said to Carl, it's so small in there. I said, do you know what that laundry room is to the chihuahua?
It's like
That's
a garage.
That's like a 6,000 square foot mansion to us. Thank you.
It's like the Astrodome.
Huge.
Right. Right. So you're going to Shannon's going to do most of it. Right?
She's going to have to do all of it, Mike, because right. I didn't sign up for this task. And I'll say this, that I said, Shannon, I think you should know that there's a time and place for everything. And you know, I'm still in school. You know, I'll be studying from home. Now I'll be studying from Georgetown University Library because I can walk there. Right.
Right.
Because I love playing with dogs. It's just another distraction while I'm home.
You know, when I talk to you, I always just get 15 different ideas. So you go, I picture him rolling up to the Georgetown University. Did you think immediately the first thing I did too? I think I'll do some studying up there. Yeah, study. How much studying do you think? And how much does that those eyes come off
why
the
is he studying
every
with,
single
Why is he studying with mirrored sunglasses on? I prefer to have this table, the one with my back to the wall. Would you like to get a private study room? No, I prefer the common area.
Coeds. Nothing but coeds. There they are.
It's really sparse. Very international this summer, Mike.
Is it slow during the summer?
Yeah, they've got some international programs that are in, I imagine.
Oh, you'll fit right in.
A lot of clicking and a lot of languages I don't understand.
Are they all trying to return the Coke bottle?
Yeah. Hey, excuse me, where is the pre-law section? Where is the pre-law? I need for it.
Hey, if they're going to Georgetown, they're all super smart.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a world-renowned international policy school. And
excuse me, could you tell me where the water fountain is, please?
Yes, thank you. Oh,
I see. I dropped my books, Oscar. Could you help me pick up the books in the summertime classes?
They're still co-eds.
That's right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Wearing one of their Georgetown sundresses.
Right.
I like the whole vibe, don't you? You're taking your books, you're walking up the hill, you're going to Georgetown's library, you're walking back down, you're seeing the Exorcist steps. Come on, it's a lot of fun.
It's a great vibe. But the real win.
By the way, when you talk about my friends, Oscar, seriously, the only thing, you know, my friend Jimmy. You know, that one of the great learning institutions of all time. Absolute. Georgetown University.
Yeah, classic.
A fabulous institution of higher learning. The only thing one guy knows, the Exorcist steps.
You can go see them and get some gas at Exxon.
There you go.
It'll be all right.
The true value of Georgetown for me at this point, or when I go to school for the weekends or the full week at the end of this month, is that they have AC because it's nice and cool in there. And I'm not sweating.
Hard to study when you're hot.
Is Shannon going to, I saw online, isn't she doing some big thing in Mexico?
Yeah, she's going to Mexico.
Is she going to have bodyguards down there?
What could possibly go wrong with 30 white girls doing yoga on a beach and a war-torn country?
Sounds about right.
War-torn country. It's like, okay, you want to raise your leg up here, El Chapo. There you go.
I said.
El core strength.
Is it safe for you to go down there? What's the hotel zone look like? And it took her like 30 minutes to get back to me. And I said, well, I got to move on. Apparently, you don't care either. We're good to
go. You know, we go to a joint down here. There, the lady that is the manager is a friend of ours. And we talked to her. And she was talking about going to visit her family in Venezuela. And Venezuela is like...
It's not my dad.
If you're going to go anywhere in South America...
He's there now.
It's pretty swell. He's there because of the problems, right?
Isn't he down there because of the humanitarian mission with the United Nations.
The country's in total turmoil.
Yeah, they're going through economic turmoil and political turmoil, but it's been like that for some time now. It's at an all-time high, some would say.
So why is your buddy going there? Why is your buddy going there?
This lady went down there, and we came back. We went into the restaurant like 2 weeks ago and said, is Teresa back from Venezuela? She got back 2 days ago. She'll be in Monday. I said, oh, please give her our best. She did okay. She said, yeah, her brother is a very significant player down there. He brought his bodyguards to the airport to pick her up. That's how effed up
that's the way they roll.
Right now.
Wow.
Your old man get bodyguards?
Yeah, they have a protection. He called me from a sat phone. I said, how much is that a minute? Let's break that down.
Scary. Scary world we live in. Really. Scary. You know, there's a lot more horrible stuff going out there than walking a collie a couple of blocks.
Oh, true. Yeah.
So true.
But, Mike, they're my problems. And when they're just like with you and the doorknob, no big deal, right?
No big deal.
But at 7 a.m., when you have surgery in 2 weeks or you have exams due,
8 days,
it feels like forever.
Because everything is cumulative and everything's adding up. Let's go to the less stressful partner in this equation right now.
This man.
A man who really, the day-to-day stresses seem to roll off him. They truly do.
Well, he's a happy individual.
He's happy, but he has stresses. I mean, we're all trying to get it done.
Yeah.
And, your wife's had a tough year, and you guys are pulling it together.
Doing our best.
But the thing about it is that, you usually have a pretty controlled environment. But you said you just were messing with your daughter.
Last night we had a few events came together that allowed me to play sort of a great practical joke. Julia is working selling Italian ice at the Leesburg Outlet Mall, otherwise known as Hell on Earth. I wouldn't go there if you paid me. I hate this place. But
I've been there. I know what you're talking about. It's an outdoor mall with with the outlet stores.
And there's Adidas and
there's some solid outlets there.
There are, but it's just
what makes it hell for you?
Crowded always. Okay. Always right so crowded. That. Really
right.
bad.
Like,
and I'm not
like
sure.
Like Leesburg in general, right?
And I'm not sure, Mike. No, actually Leesburg is very, very nice. But the mall is like a destination from people
from everywhere. I would go
they
there.
They all descend on it.
They have some furniture store outlets.
Yep. They have a Crate and Barrel. They have Pottery Barn, and so it is. It is.
You want to list them all? That's fantastic.
No, he said furniture store.
Yeah,
Oshkosh Begone.
They have that.
Oshkosh.
They do.
Adidas.
But the best, of course, Mike, is JR's New York Style Italian Ice, where my daughter is working this summer.
Is that a store storefront or is it a kiosk?
It's a cart.
Yeah.
It's a cart.
It's even smaller. It's a cart.
So she hangs out near the Adidas store. So if you go there, make sure you tip her. But we were going to go last night to.
Hold on.
Do you ever fear for the well-being,
ability for you to talk?
The well-being of your children? Why would you tell people to go find your teenage daughter?
There's many, many teenage girls that work there. So the odds of them finding her.
You don't tip when you get an Italian ice. I mean,
I think you really ought to.
You really should.
I think you really should.
That's ridiculous.
These kids are out there busting their ass for you.
Oh, my God. An Italian ice?
Sure.
What is a small Italian ice?
$4 for a small, $5 for a large.
$4?
Mike, you got to taste this stuff.
It's that fantastic.
$4 for shaved ice? Jesus, FML, my God.
And then you got to tip them.
Well, you should, if you're courteous. But thanks for the vote of support. Anyway.
Tell them you love the show.
Carrie and Robert were going to go to a minor league baseball game last night. I did not realize that in Purcellville, there is like a lowercase a ball team called the Purcellville Cannons. And they were going to go see.
See, that's my favorite town in Northern Virginia, Purcellville.
It's a great town.
Absolutely.
I don't think I've ever been.
Shocking.
Oh, gorgeous. It's so bucolic. It's wonderful.
It's very,
it.
Very
what
nice.
What does bucolic mean?
Bucolic means it's got a country setting.
Peaceful.
It's a little town. It's peaceful. It reminds you of a day gone by. It's perfect.
You know what's
that.
Bucolic? Is Oscar's house. Just think of your house as bucolic.
Yeah. Ye old bucolic floors.
But the weather was threatening and the time was getting away from them. And Carrie said, you know what? Let's go to the ball game another night. Let's go and grab some dinner. Now, I wasn't going to go to the ball game with them because I had to pick up Julia at work. She got off at 9. But we went to a place at Loudoun One called Burgers, Beer, and Bourbon. And Carrie ordered the chicken. So, just let you know how that goes. It was a delightful place. It was delightful.
She ordered the chicken. He went to Burgers, Beer, and Bourbon. She ordered the chicken and a vodka.
Chicken.
So we finish up, and it's about 8:30, so we've got time to kill before we pick up Julia because she gets off at 9. I said, well, why don't we go to the outlet mall? I'll go visit with Julia while she works, and you and Robert can go where you always go, to the Nike store, so Robert can look at shoes. Robert loves shoes.
All right.
And so I sneak up, and I see Julia totally buried in her phone, not paying attention to anything around her at the
cart. Okay, so you sneak up on her At her cart.
At her cart.
Okay.
Okay. And so being a stellar employee, in other words.
Well, you know,
sitting at the cart where she should really be mindful of the customers.
Look alert.
So what I did is I took a picture of her buried in her phone and then went to a bench around the corner where there was no way for her to see me. And I texted her, hi. And she said back, hi. She's not expecting me for another half hour. And then I texted her the picture of her that I took about 5 seconds earlier of her sitting buried in her phone. And she texts me back immediately. She says, what the heck? How? Why? And I said, just a second. I walked around the corner and there she was. She was very surprised, but it was great to flip her out that she was being watched without being knowing that she was being watched.
Now, Oscar, you were here right before the show when he said, I want to tell you how I screwed with Julia.
Yes.
Do you really think that's screwing with somebody?
Wait, but wait, it gets better. Because then I said, how are you doing? And I, you know, broke down. I said, how are your tips? How's business? How's this? How's that? And she's, well, you know, it's, you know, slow. It's weekdays. Right. And then a customer comes up and I got to step back and watch her convert from teenage Julia to, hey, I want to tip Julia. And right. So she goes from, you know, it's great. We got, you know, the 7 flavors and everything. It's really good. And then I step aside and she goes, hi, how are you? How can I help you this evening? She said, I'd like a bottle of wine. Yes, would you like to try some of the Italian ice? No, just the water. Well, make sure when you come back, you try the Italian ice. It's
delicious.
She's
super. She's a salesperson.
She really fell into it. And I gave her grief about it. I said, you right. told me you don't engage with the customers. You're up there standing on your head tap dancing. She right. says, yeah, I guess so. So I, you know what it was? I was very proud of her.
That is right. sweet.
And then Robert and Carrie came back.
You're a better parent than I am. Let me tell you why he's a better parent. Because if I was screwing with one of my kids, I would have taken the picture of her buried in her phone and I would have walked over 10 minutes later and go, do you think this is the right way to be an employee?
We are on the same page. I would have shook that empty tip jar and been like, well, this is what you're getting.
This is what you get.
See, I'm not tipping somebody that's on their phone while they're trying to
serve me the
customer.
This is what you're projecting to the world.
I did tell her that it wouldn't hurt her for occasionally to just go out, Italian ice here. We got you Italian ice. But she said she won't do that. That's not.
She give you a free one?
They do samples. Which is, you know, they give
how big was the sample?
If you think of like a half-size popsicle stick, like a wooden guy, they'll give you just like a.
She gave you 30 of those.
What's your favorite?
Flavor? I tried it. I always liked the cherry, but last night I tried the creamsicle, which was very good.
How was the orange? Was it orange creamsicle?
Orange and vanilla together. The flavors are very, very good. Let's see. They have
wonderful.
Blue raspberry, cherry, lemon, clam chowder. Beef burgundy, all the popular flavors.
Can she maybe like Bogart one of those tubes of syrup and bring it home so you and Carrie could pop it into your latest vodka drink?
God, wouldn't it be great to get one of those big 5-gallon buckets of just lemon ice?
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe one or can maybe fall off the cart.
Speak about watermelon flavor, and then have the McZippix over, whoever the hell they are.
The Chubbix.
The Chubbix. Have the Chubbix over.
Yes, the McZippix, Mike. We'll have the McZippix over.
Have the McZippix over. That'll be fun. Yeah.
But the other good thing is that when Robert showed up, you know, they're obviously two teens, 2 years apart.
Yeah.
And they hate each other. Robert realized she had to stay at the cart and got samples of all 7 flavors. He said, and I could hear, I'm only 10 feet away. He said, next, I'd like to try the cherry.
Has she gotten a big enough tip to make note of? Has she ever gotten a tip where she noticed it?
What happens is they average them up, and then she tends to divide it by the amount of hours she did and gives me an hourly thing about how much she does. But she has gotten $2 and $3 tips before.
The answer
is you're collecting all those older wages, correct?
Of course, I'm garnishing her wages. You know, Mike.
Paul, I didn't make anything. She's got to squirrel away some cash for herself.
Did you just call me Paul?
Yes.
It's not Little House.
Howdy, Paul. All right, well, that's wonderful. And go by there and give Julie a nice big tip.
Yeah, tip.
It'd be a first for me if I went by a lemon ice stand and gave a tip. But then again, if it's $4. You know, that would
and if it's Julia, why not?
And you know what the thing is, Mike? Don't think that's not by design. If it's a $4 thing and you pay with a $5, you get a $1 back.
Yeah.
You might want to put that in the tip jar.
Or get a water.
No, water's $2.
Oh,
$2. Thank you.
She doesn't set the prices.
We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. News you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, listeners. This is Rob Spiewak broadcasting from Washington, D.C.
And this is Katie Powers broadcasting from Savannah, Georgia. Wait a minute. This is Katie Forbes. Von Herman. Forbes. Broadcasting from Savannah, Georgia.
Yes, Katie has moved out of town, but one thing hasn't changed. She's still drinking.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
That is not helium. That is actually the
That's
way she
sounds.
That's
her real voice, yeah.
And she's like an adult. She's in her 40s now, right? I mean,
she's
just a grown
up. 70.
She just turned 70. Incredible. Hey, if you have your tickets, made your plans, you're all set for the Mike O'Mara live show at the DC Improv. What are you doing after the show? Now, we sold out the Improv, but we'd love you to come over to the Mad Hatter right across the street for a good old-fashioned meet and greet. We'll be there. Mike, Rob, Oscar, all your TMOS buddies for food, drink, and an amazing good time. Make your reservations by emailing your request to haley.madhatterdc@gmail.com. haley.madhatterdc@gmail.com. Looking forward to meeting Haley. Actually.
Or just swing through. Oh, I want to thank Chan Richards.
Yeah.
From Alaska.
I think
he did some work on your old house.
I had
remember?
Like a throwaway comment where I was like, ask Haley for a pic, because you guys asked me what she looked like.
Oh, no.
And Chan sent a pic to her being like, Oscar asked me to ask you for a pic, but I didn't think it'd be appropriate if unless I send you my pic. So Chan sent the funniest pic to her, and she forwarded it to me, and she thought it was hilarious. So,
good. All right, that's good. That
and
can
the good
go
news
one of two
is
ways. Thank God she's got a sense of humor.
The good news is that apart. Night after the show at the Improv, Chan can get within 50 yards of the Mad Hatter.
Very, very cool. The Mad Hatter, a staple in D.C. for over 30 years, 1319 Connecticut Avenue, Northwest, E.C., 202-833-1495. That's madhatterdc.com. Email Haley at haley.madhatterdc@gmail.com. And recommended reservation time is 5:30. On yeah. Saturday, November 5th, we gave
or
you
just
some clarity.
Swing through the bar.
On that one, so thank you.
News.
Are you feeling exhausted right now? Are you feeling tired?
Are you tired?
Tired.
Maybe this will help. Tomorrow, you're going to feel slightly less exhausted. A new study found that we sleep better on Tuesdays
Ooh.
Than any other night of the week. That's interesting.
Huh.
The researchers have two theories. One is that by Tuesday night, we've gotten through the first couple of days of the work week, and we basically know what's coming for the rest of the week, so we don't have to stress that much. I might be inclined to believe that I'm going to have a good night's sleep tonight.
It's off from both sides of the weekend. You've recovered, right. And you're not excited about the new one yet.
Number two is chances are you're not getting out, going out and getting hammered or eating a giant meal on Tuesday night, which helps you sleep better. The study also found the second best night of sleep is Monday night, and the two nights when we get the worst sleep, of course, Saturdays and Fridays. That's probably because of the alcohol. And
sure.
They're partying.
It's fair. Stop looking at me, pony.
Excessive use of social media and electronic communication, Julia, can stunt development of relational skills for adolescents.
I believe that.
Especially boys, according to new findings from UNC Chapel Hill and North Carolina State University, the study found that the more that adolescents communicate online with their boyfriends and girlfriends, the worse they manage conflict. Here's the quote. With electronic communications, there are fewer interpersonal cues. That's according to Jacqueline Nessie. She is the lead author of the study. You're not seeing facial expressions or using nonverbal communications, so the predominant use of social media may limit the opportunity to practice in-person conversations that are crucial for adolescents, particularly boys, to develop important skills.
I have a story to support that, as a matter of fact. One of Julia's friends, who will remain nameless, sent a text to her boyfriend and says, "Want to see a magic trick?" And he replied, "Yes." And her reply was, "Poof, we're broken up."
Oh, wow. Damn, man.
Who sent what to who?
The girl sent it to the boy.
What girl?
One of Julia's friends.
You said,
friends.
Like, one of Julia's friends sent a text to the magic girlfriend boy. What is the...
No.
She broke up with her boyfriend
broke up
by
with
asking.
Her boyfriend by
Julia
text.
Broke up with her
no,
boyfriend?
No, a friend of Julia's.
Yeah.
Oh, broke up
a
with her boyfriend.
A heartless friend.
A heartless text.
Gutter snipe.
That's kind of... But that's validating this study,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
They studied 500 adolescents. Those who communicated through text messages or online more often were worse at managing conflict and asserting their needs in a relationship. Both boys and girls showed the effect, but it was worse for boys, according to
the person. Oh, that text breakup is genius.
That is. Yeah, write it down, Oscar. You might need it after
give
the
her
dogs.
A tip.
Dings.
So great.
Pepsi is creating a new diet beverage for fans of aspartame. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh,
less than a year after pulling the artificial sweetener as part of a marketing marketing move over safety concerns. They're bringing it back. Yay. The sweetener had been linked to cancer in lab mice, and industry executives blame the decline in sales on concerns people have about it, you think?
Maybe.
So in August of 2015, they removed it, but sales continued to tank, so now it's back.
Good news for everyone who loves cancer.
Yay for cancer-causing sweeteners.
Yay.
Thank you.
You know, it'd be good. Put that Pepsi in a lead crystal decanter.
Oh, my God.
Oh, by the way, Carla, like, soaked ours because we're still using it.
Yeah.
And she didn't tell me that she had used apple cider vinegar in it. And I went in and I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, my God. I thought that that was, like, regular clear vinegar water. And
drawn
the
out?
Lead, and the lead.
So I looked
at the decanter. Yes, I said, Jesus Christ,
trying to kill me.
Chipotle Mexican Grill wants you back. The fast casual restaurant, which was a hit with health scares and low sales over the past year, is launching a loyalty program called Chiptopia. Okay, somebody's not doing it right.
It's a pun.
They're going to offer their here's what it is. It's exactly what you would think. They're going to offer their customers free burritos, chips, guacamole, and more for coming into the store. Their sales fell by 23% in the first quarter of this year after all the E. coli norovirus crap. According to a press release, customers will earn a free order of chips and guacamole after their first entree purchase under the loyalty program. Each time a visitor spends $6 or more on an entree, they earn points in the program. After a customer's fourth, eighth, and 11th entree purchase, he or she can earn a free entree and move up a status level where more perks are available. Bite me.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
If you buy 12 burritos, Mike, if you buy 12 burritos, they cover your copay.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. A new study out of Texas A&M found that when someone plays with magnets, they're more attracted to their significant other afterwards. The researchers said it's because of something called social priming. Your brain starts thinking about a concept. It can spread and affect how you think about lots of different things.
Magnets.
So when you play with magnets, your brain subconsciously is thinking about attraction, and that spreads to the way you're thinking about your romantic life. So buy a bushel of them.
God forbid you have any pets around.
Who studies this?
I don't know. There's 20, now a little something, something.
Cool.
There's a 20-year-old guy named Jesse Johnson. Jesse Johnson.
I'm Jesse Johnson.
He's from Lincoln, Nebraska. He's obsessed with hiding under women's cars and grabbing their feet.
Oh, that poor guy.
What a good guy.
Here's his quote. He says, I just have this weird addiction and odd behavior. I don't know why.
Dangerous.
He was busted again for grabbing a woman's feet outside a grocery store last week. And that was the third time he's been busted this year. Uh-oh. He was also arrested for it last year and got a fine, and he was busted for it in 2014, too. So that's 3 years of doing this.
He says
he wants to get counseling, but he has trouble paying for it.
Besides,
most psychiatrists don't really want to take the time to crawl under the car to see him. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault. Rob Spivak right here on the Michael Barry Show.
Hi, Jesse. You ready to talk?
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Whatever gets you through.
My fellow Americans, as my term comes to a close, I am making a concerted effort to relax. More beach time, and I love to spend time with the Mike O'Mara Show. It makes me laugh. The Mike O'Mara Show. Every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. God bless Mike, and God bless 97.1 The Way. It's your beach station.
Thank you. You know, sometimes I like my Obama song.
I love it. I think it's great.
Hey, don't forget about our bonus packages. To quote the great Billy Idol, in the midnight hour, she cried more and more and more. More is better, right?
Yeah.
So how do you like more laughter in your life? All you need is more, more, more TMOS, and it's just a click away. Each week we record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored, it's commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the 2016 TMOS bonus package. You'll get full access to all the 2016 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings, all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. The TMOS bonus package. Order it right now.
Hold on. If I'm checking out my day, when's the best time to order it?
What?
Huh?
Because you deserve a little more. Thank you very much. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vaults for Tuesday, June 28th, 2016.
Got some good music in the audio vault today. Got some not so good music. Let's start with this one. A lot of people, when they're arrested with a little bit of pot, think the best thing to do is to eat it to destroy the evidence, right?
I've seen someone eat an ounce of weed before.
So, and but the problem is
not
that
before the cops got it.
In Texas, possession is a misdemeanor, but messing with evidence is a felony. So if you get caught eating it, it's actually a much more serious penalty.
Oh.
So there is a law firm in Texas called Hudson and Harris, and they have, the lawyers themselves have composed a song to remind you,
oh no,
don't eat your weed.
Doesn't make any sense. Let the cops find your weed. There's a kind of probation called deferred adjudication, and there's lots of other ways to plead. It's just a misdemeanor. You can hire a cleaner to get
I totally didn't expect that. I thought it would be something totally different.
It shocked me, yeah.
Oh, please don't eat your weed. It's only a class B misdemeanor.
Oh, I love these guys.
Please don't eat your weed.
Anything under a quarter pound is still not a felony.
But you couldn't eat that much
weed. Oh, wow.
So and remember, course, don't eat your weed.
And because they're potheads, that's the way the audio sounded,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, of course. Exactly.
Because they didn't care.
They're not really good at getting the recording down, but the thought is strong. Right. Here's some better audio as far as fidelity, but bad parenting. This guy, did you ever do the thing where you tie a string around your tooth and slam the door to pull a tooth?
I've never done it myself, and I didn't do it with my kids, but I've seen it.
Yeah. Right. You know what Mama Santana used to do?
Oh, I bet she did it the old-fashioned way. Mm-hmm.
Tied it to her burrow?
So she would tie your tooth, and then she'd take a hammer and swing it, and then she'd pull it right out.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
That's how they did it in Bolivia.
All right.
Oh, my God. Yes, just more of that.
That's how they did it in Olney, Maryland when I was a kid, too.
But, Mike, in Bolivia, only the rich family had strings and hammers.
Otherwise, people didn't have the hammer or the string.
So this dummy, what he's done is he's tied a piece of dental floss to his daughter's tooth, who, by the way, in the video doesn't seem all that into it, and okay, tied the other end to a granola bar and hung out in a park to let a squirrel pull her tooth.
We are doing an absolute internet first today. We are going to remove a loose tooth with a squirrel. Okay, now, hold on.
Okay,
hold on a second.
Video.
The squirrel's actually coming already. Don't touch it. There. Oh, he's...
Not me. Uh-oh.
He's got it? Okay. Maybe he hasn't got it yet. He's got the piece. Did it work? Is the tooth out?
Uh-huh. Did the squirrel take off
yes,
with the piece of granola and,
yes,
and it took the
and
tooth out?
And what's great is they show a shot of the dental floss hanging from a tree and the tooth is swinging. So the girl, not that enthusiastic, but she is glad she got her tooth back.
That's
so
funny. Awesome. I saw one with a car or something. They
I've seen a car.
A car?
Absolutely.
Car?
Yeah. Oh. They tie the dental floss to a car and the car takes off and it's so powerful that it's
I thought
it's
it was
good.
The hammer.
Well, no. What happened is the
hammer sounds a little more sadistic, to be honest.
Yeah,
with you.
I remember when I told one of my friend's parents that's how my tooth came out. They looked at me like, should we call somebody?
Social services,
yeah,
get them on the line.
Now, the car pulling the tooth, well, the bad thing about it is the person was dragged for only about 10 feet. Now, a lot of people say, Rob, what kind of person listens to the Mike O'Mara Show? And I say, we get all kinds.
Rob, what kind of person listens to the Mike O'Mara Show?
Mike, we get all kinds. But all right, one of the classiest ones is probably Craig Mulcahy, who sent me this as a message. He is the principal trombonist for the National Symphony Orchestra.
Ooh.
Okay.
And they are having some renovations done at the Kennedy Center here in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And because of this, they have an actual pile driver going on outside their rehearsal space, which is very distracting because it's noisy.
It's like doing a podcast.
So what he did is Craig went out onto the balcony of the Kennedy Center and used that pile driver as a metronome.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
He has performed,
oh, fantastic.
He
this
has performed
will be good
a
audio.
Song called, Leonard Bernstein wrote this, it's called Elegy for Mippy 2.
Ha
ostensibly one of the greatest trombonists in the country because he's right there with the NSO, but he's just standing outside at a construction site.
The pile driver. I love that. That's
so thank you, Craig, for sending that along. And let's close with another piece of music today because we're a little short on time. This is unreleased Nirvana that was recently discovered within the last week or so, and this is from their In Utero sessions, and it's a song that's called Dave Solo because this is...
In Utero, huh?
That was the name of their the CD. Was it their second or third CD? Their last release. This is Dave Grohl playing all the instruments on this unreleased song, okay? And sometimes when you ask why was it unreleased, the answer's in the music.
That's pretty terrible, huh?
But they one time asked the Beatles, do you have any unreleased stuff that ought to be released? They said no. All the unreleased stuff is unreleased for a reason. So anytime someone gets excited about a great band releasing something that has not seen the light of day, you got to sort of put it in context.
But the fact that he can play all of them is just mind-blowing.
Yeah, he's talented, but you know, just stop doing so much. Yeah, it's less exposure. You know, really, wait, go to a ranch somewhere, really get creative, drop acid, and just like, you know, come up with something special.
Yeah, and say, hey, you know what,
Dave? We don't need to see you taking a dump. I mean, every day that dude's on TV.
Have you ever
really,
seen...
don't you think he's a little overexposed, just a little bit?
I would like to see him do a duet with a pile driver. I think it would be great.
Then I'm listening.
That's creative.
That's a Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and join us every day on the air and online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on you, and our show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. And be sure to spread the word about our show all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is very thankful for all of our loyal listeners. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Good day.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.